I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get our Mad Dog picks going into Monday. We'll see who will have to buy the Mad Dog if the Texans get a win. Tyler is 4-1 through week 7. I am 3-2, and I've got that under protest due to
I'm leading, baby.
Due to me not being able to select my own people, and then Clint's 3-2 somehow as well in the standings. All right, let's go ahead and pick our Mad Dog picks. I'm gonna start since I believe the thought is I finished last, or Sean Bajani, as I would say, finished last. I'm gonna have a little surprise. I'm gonna feel one out in this one.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna go with Danico Autry. Danico Autry returning in this game.
I like that.
I think they're gonna rush the passer. I think they're going to use him on the inside. I like what Matt Burke had to say about how, hey man, he could be a problem rushing the passer with his pass rush moves over guards and centers. I like Danico Autry. I'm gonna have a little fun with it this week and take a chance with Danico Autry.
I think that's a bit of a gamble. I like it. I like where your head's at, Tyler. I'm gonna
2 sack game, baby.
2 sack game. What you two have typically done is take the low hanging fruit. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'll take Steph Diggs again. That's the second time I've taken Diggs. I'm two for Diggs.
So you're done with him then?
Yeah, I'll take Diggs again.
You're the only one of us three that has players you can't pick anymore, and that's your second one.
Is he out of Tank and Steph?
Yep. If you got him, smoke him.
Yeah, baby, whatever strategy he's got going, baby, he's getting these bad boys, and he sits at 3-2. All right, Tyler, I've got Danico Autry. Clint has Steph Diggs. Who do you have this week?
The man who
picked C.J. Stroud. Who do you have this week?
Okay, we never set any parameter, first of all, that you couldn't.
That's all right, I'm saving
So
CJ.
That's on you, asshats.
I'm saving it.
Good. I'm, for the first time this season, for our Mad Dog player picks, I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball with you, Ron. I'm going to go with the reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Ooh, I'm going to go with Will Anderson Jr.
All right, 2 weeks in a row, Will, who had 3 sacks last week.
Get you three more.
That deflection had led to another interception from Eric Murray. So I've got Danico Autry. Tyler has Will Anderson Jr. And Clint is going to go with Stephon Diggs. So those are our Mad Dog player picks for this week. All right, Tyler, again, crushed it with his best bets.
I've crushed
yesterday.
It, man. Sucked.
Yeah. Okay, sucked. I would believe because he was boasting yesterday. Clint, that he was 60%, still
not
over
about
60%.
Boasting, that's just the. Tell him the truth.
He's got some work to do here.
He's got some work to do. This tonight is a big weekend, man. You got a lot. This is a big weekend. Friday, you get the weekend now. This is a big weekend of a lot of picks out there for you to make. A lot of games. You got college football. You got the NFL. You got the baseball playoffs. By the way, the Dodgers are losing 8-1 last time I checked, so that's good news for Astros fans. What's your best bets for this weekend? 10-2, by the way, on that change of score. In the fourth inning, 10-2. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I got work to do because I started this week 6-for-6 on Monday Night Football with the best bets, and I am now sitting at 7-for-14, 50% success rate on best bets. So real quick for you, best bets for the weekend. I'm going all NFL here. I'm going Patriots +6.5, Texans +3, Vikings and Lions under 50, and Commanders and Panthers under 51.
That Lions one, that's interesting. That feels like a high scoring affair, but we'll see.
There's four winners for you.
Man, there's the four winners right there, all NFL. Go ahead and do your thing, Tyler. Why not?
Got to rebound.
I hope you get back, man. You need 60% is the
That's
number,
got it.
Right?
Above 50, yes. Baby. Above 50. All right. We appreciate everybody who helped put this together and everybody who has helped keep us on the air and worked very, very hard here at East River 9 on this Football Friday. Been a great day. As always, Clint. Enjoy your weekend. Great job as well, Tyler. Enjoy your weekend. Great job as well. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Look at old Patrick Creighton's walking in right now. He looks like he's done walked a mile ahead of park so far. It's cool, man.
He's got a good strike.
I never realized it. Creighton really gets the left arm going.
Well, he does. So the right arm's not moving.
The left one is
here's
is
a little
swayed.
Play-by-play here. Patrick Creighton is
red solo cup in the right hand.
Left leg in front of the right.
Tug of the polo at the belt line just to make sure it wasn't tucked in too tight.
That's right. Right arm is still as the wind. Left arm just rolling back and forth.
He is looking. The sun is beating his forehead.
But he's got a can of Coke. Is he going to throw it away before he gets in, or what's he going to do?
Was it Odyssey or something like Dallas. That?
Bad MF-er.
Just one look at you.
Rock and roll, meow.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.